Yevamei through Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevamei Bavli, Daf Kuftev Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Zayin, Amad Beis, on the 12th line, Evi Katata. Evi Katata, what is considered quarrels, means even women who love their husbands sometimes quarrel, but it doesn't suggest that she would lie in order to forbid herself to him. We have a Vashem Rukhiya Baba Ashi, Lekid Ashtani, Vla Gershtani, Vla Yisi Ishtacha, Miyamai, Ein Ze Katata. The Abba quoting Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said that she says, "You were not mekadosh me, and you didn't divorce me, and I was never your wife." This is not considered quarrels. Yidashtani v'girashtani ella shvenasatali zivasi v'ekadata. If she says, "You were mekadosh me, and you divorced me, but you didn't give to me my ksuba," this is considered quarrels. Amar Rabbi Abba claiming Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Abba said Rav Chiya Bar Ashi's answer in front of Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Amalei, you say, Loibani el afilu, hitevas bavadai lefgawish. And we reject that, and he says, no, my son, rather, even if she demands vadai to be divorced, also this is considered quarrels. Yoda aim el olam, ena ne'emenes, and kain bar, bechabagadea kur. And the Mishnah said that, Yoda says always, it means she's only going to be believed if she returns crying and her clothes are torn. It's even Rabbi Yehuda, a gaz machasha haisa achas bricha v'achas she'ina bricha v'zu'ad oisa v'zu'ad matir. The question against Rabbi Yehuda is that, think about it, if one of his wives was crying, one wasn't crying, you do forbid the latter and permit the former. Isu v'chananya chavan d'rabonin a gaz machasha she'yotza b'nan v'des ha'yom v'meis shom and ya'ima shemahi mazkeres bricha. You might ask the question against Rabbi Yehuda v'chananya, the colleague of Rabbonin said, think about it, if her son went overseas and died there, I say that perhaps she recalls her son and cries over him. This doesn't show that her husband died. Now, halacha beis, it still says that we heard that she's believed only when she's coming from the katsir, which is the grain harvest. And v'lehem beishamai, echad abar min ha-katsir, v'echad abar min ha-zisim, v'echad abar min ha-sayam, v'yidibu b'katsir ele b'hiver. Shammai said it's the same whether she comes from the Katsir, the olive harvest, or from overseas. Chachamim merely discuss a typical case. Also, Beis Hillel attracted to rule like Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, "Amru lahen Beis Shammai v'alei kol ashana kula Katsir." Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, "The entire year is Katsir." Ha keiza sad. How is this that the entire year is harvest? When the barley harvest ends, the wheat harvest begins. The wheat harvest ends, the grape harvest begins. The grape harvest ends, and the olive harvest begins. It sounds the entire year is harvesting. And they fulfill their words, means Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai. Velama Katsir. Why did Beis Hillel initially think it's only Katsir? Ramana answered that death is common then because the sun beats down on a man's head only at the time of Katsir.
Yiseyu, v'yivyiseyu, al imay v'yeshev, al v'yeshev al bilkecha, adasarayim v'yamris. And the source of the pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perek Dalet Pesukim Yud Ches, Ruchof, and the child grew up, and it was one day that he went out to his father, to the harvesters, and he said to his father, my head, and he said to the servant, carry him to his mother. And he carried him and brought him to his mother, and he sat her on her knees until noon, and then he died. Rabban answered that snakes are common in the harvest time. If your Rabun said, you have sheltered my head on the day of Nashek. David davened that Hashem guard him on the day when summer is Nashek, which touches the winter. Alternatively, the word b'yom nashek refers to the weapons of goig.
Alternatively,
it's the day when two worlds touch, this world ends and the world to come enters.